The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep.
Configurations in mutation.
Hey, you folks are all now back together.
Four or five listeners don't recommend.
You guys walk in and Tarkinen is reading the book. Like, you see him reading the book.
And where did you find...
He set that up just
to... Yeah, he did.
We're in a library.
Don't make me dump you out of your chair.
Reading.
Compliments of Lieutenant Pula, I presume.
Yes, look at that shit.
I'll take a look at that shit.
You see, as described, the Baobab Scepter, the Lion's Paws, and the really creepy mask.
Mr. Young?
Can I put them all on, please?
Mr. Young, perhaps you...
Oh my god. We just lost Jasmine.
No, you lost Sybil.
Lucas, yes. Make me a D100 roll, please.
Again?
Yes, please.
Oh. Three. I think I got that one.
Let me see your sheet.
Whatever it is, it's not three.
I fucking hate you.
You don't have to be the one to touch the shiny. I'll just go over and I'll, like, put on a blanket that's draped over one of the chaise and put it around, and then I'll pick up the Lion's Paws and pick up the scepter and figure out how to put on the headpiece. That'd be great.
You can do that. I love this, by the way. Thank you for putting it all on.
And if I'm stopped, I'll just come back and do it at midnight. It'll be fine. This is happening.
Sybil is suddenly running around naked, covered in blood. Clawing apart the guards, folks.
But not a mark on her.
She didn't sleep much, did she?
Cecil, how do you feel about Australia and the Polynesians?
Very far.
Would you like to go?
I'm ready to go the f*** home right now.
He's just like the same thing. I'm like, oh no. Oh, I've hit Slap Happy. Oh no.
So Sybil puts on the gloves and the scepter and the mask, and as the cloth flaps in front of her face, it occurs to you, and you're not quite sure why, Cecil.
I'm just preparing my shot. So.
I like the idea that she puts the mask on and you just pull out the gun and point it towards her face.
Like,
she's got five of them now. Which one would you like to aim for?
You have to hit all the heads. That's how you win the video game.
It
occurs to Tarkington that...
Yes. That the four heads are a mythological hierarchy. They're four deities. Not quite sure what they are, but they're four, you know, almost like Christianity. Well, I guess specifically Catholicism, that they divide God into three parts, you know, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
You don't get the sense that this is a quadrology. You don't get the sense that this is a four-part God, but these are four gods who are elevated to the same point above mankind. That's the symbolism and shit that you're getting here. Mm-hmm. You don't know what gods they are, but that suddenly occurs to you.
So the Yacht 3 was useless. What do I check? What do I take?
You don't take anything.
Okay.
Hey, so I put on the mask.
Yeah, you put it on.
You're terrifying.
How's it feel?
Itchy.
Really?
And kind of sweaty, because the thing is, the cloth comes in front of your face, so every time you breathe, you kind of suck in that cloth, and it's kind of wet and moist and unpleasant. The claws are also uncomfortably warm, like wearing gloves indoors. Mm-hmm. The like scepter's kind of nice, though. I don't think Baobab wood is strong, but I don't think it's particularly heavy.
No.
I wouldn't think so. Yeah. I mean, you kind of feel ridiculous. But other than that, and, you know, him pointing a gun at the back of your head, you're fine.
Not that you can see it.
I'm good at...
Or can she? Yeah. One of her faces points backwards.
Hmm.
Can I?
No.
Damn. Suddenly have, like, multi-vision.
Yeah, I was hoping for something more than just, it's itchy, sweaty, and gross. I immediately take it off.
Put it back on.
Do you, though?
It doesn't come up.
No. Remember that episode of Twilight Zone?
No.
No.
One
of my favorite episodes, where they have to wear the masks to midnight.
Troy.
Sir?
I'm looking here.
You took anthropology, not archaeology, right?
Both.
Oh, you do.
Can you read the runes?
I have more anthropology, but...
Yeah, go ahead and roll your anthropology. You can roll your archaeology if you want, but...
Pass.
You get a distinct, based on the way it's crafted, it reminds you a lot of similar masks you have seen, that originate out of the Congo.
Okay.
You don't recognize the figures, but the wood that's used and the style, you get a sense that this is, a mask out of the Congo.
Are the faces human and not animalistic?
They are distorted human faces. Could you say that they're animalistic, like, because they got sharp teeth? Maybe. But does it look like a werewolf or something distinctly, you know, anthropomorphic? No.
Right.
They are four distinctly different faces, however.
What's the closest location in Africa that we know about to anything Congolese related? Is it just like, is it Kenya?
I mean, Congo is the center of the country.
Yeah.
Kenya's... Southeastern.
I would assume that, again, my geography and distance for Africa is bad. Probably closer to Kenya than you are Egypt.
Well, I know that. Well, yeah.
It's a 35-hour drive between Mombasa and Kinshasa. It's about 1,600 miles
from capital to capital. Which, I mean, isn't... In terms of the size of Africa, is probably not that bad of a drive.
It's more than a current drive from Indiana to San Francisco.
Well, yeah.
What would you like to do?
Well, that was unpleasant, but useful.
Is there anything on the scepter that you might be able to identify?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Was there any iconography on the scepter?
You would feel more like they are anthropology, from an anthropological perspective... You would say that they are very, very close to Egyptian hieroglyphics, maybe some sort of pidgin or bastardized Egyptian hieroglyphics, which is kind of weird considering where the rest of these items came from, but doesn't necessarily mean anything. You would think that you don't know Egyptian hieroglyphics yourself.
I should.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Do I have that?
Are you an Egyptologist?
I mean, that was my, yeah.
But you don't have language.
I mean, I've got 50 in Arabic.
I will let you roll Arabic at a disadvantage.
That's a good roll. Roll a 10 twice.
Nice.
Grats.
Awesome.
Tick Arabic, apparently.
Take that scoop.
Yep.
You would need some hard consultation pass. To be sure. But you're pretty sure you can translate what's on that staff.
Okay.
If you'd like to make the requisite phone calls to some Egyptologists and have some discussion, you could do so.
I would do that.
Do we need to go to the Pinhu Institute now?
It's probably not a bad call.
But that is in England, correct? I said correct.
With a few folks are able to figure out, because it's spelled out like phonetically, it's not spelled out in a language that makes sense, but you understand that the runes mean Nyambe, thy power mine.
Well, that's...
Nyambe is a Western and South African name for the supreme god.
Spelling, please.
N-Y-A-M-B-E.
Mm.
So that is what the scepter says.
Yep.
Thy power be mine?
Thy power mine.
I want to become the Egyptian Thor right now.
I held the scepter first.
You don't know the words.
She's where are they?
Are we going to pin him? We can go to Australia the long way. Everything is on the way.
Take the long way home.
It can take us 7 months to go from Egypt to Cairo to Mombasa.
I'm still waiting to decide if you're going to try and become Egyptian Thor.
Do it.
I have the power.
What if you speak the words while you hold it?
Oh, yeah, I'm already there.
This is Eustace.
Throw it target in his lap.
This is Eustace asking the question.
At that point, someone goes, there are words?
She thought they were just funny little pictures of stick men.
What's with this guy who picks up a stick, it looks like he talks, and then he grows 20 feet?
In which direction?
Yep.
Horizontally.
Mm. Yeah, obviously I haven't been looking at Egyptian art.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Okay. You say, Nyambe, thy power mine.
Yeah.
Choices. And you were all mad at me for putting it on.
It seemed like more of a Jasmine decision than it did a Sybil decision. Yeah.
Give to be me fair, they're not far off.
Give me a D100 roll.
97.
Oh!
Maybe guy's good.
Push it. Push it.
Oh. You can't get much worse than that.
You can't. Not by much.
Except when you fail a push roll, you can get much worse than that.
Recognize that you didn't quite pronounce it right. And push
try
that.
Again. It's an option. Is this a Troy decision?
You don't really like this character, do you?
Oh, an Owen decision.
This character could come in handy if we're going to visit Egypt.
Yeah,
fair enough. Fair enough.
No, it's your friend that we then call and say, hey!
You're talking about pushing a roll, so are you pushing a roll? I don't care either way, but before I speak again,
don't,
I want to know.
Don't push a roll on our accord. It's your choice.
Yeah. 30?
Okay. 30's good. 30's a good roll.
Worked out.
You feel something. Like,
look at your chest. Did it heal?
You could look at your chest.
I will. Like, yeah, pick down
your
my
chest continues to look the same that it has before. But you
something's
feel like
crawling
a,
inside of it, though.
You feel like a warmth. A you feel. I don't know how to explain it. It's almost like an adrenaline high. Like you feel.
You feel like Thor.
You feel stronger, maybe, or you feel like there are times in your life when I always think about it sometimes, like when lifting weights or when things click, like everything just feels like everything is in a synchronous motion, like you are more harmonized with yourself than you were before you said it. And you feel like there's a deeper energy within you or a better connection or something.
Almost like a runner's high.
Yeah, like it's not quite intoxicating, but it's that feeling of just connection and almost like a oneness.
The feeling alive.
Ish.
A bit. Okay.
But you do get the sense that you are fortified, you are stronger, you are more connected, something. You are definitely different in the last 30 seconds than you were 30 seconds ago. But beyond that, you're not quite sure what literally happened.
Okay.
Here, try on the gloves.
No, I think I'm good with this for now. If I set it down, do I return to normal?
He consults the book.
if you pick it back up again, do you have to make the roll to feel good?
As you put the scepter down, you don't feel any different.
The good feeling stays mm-hmm. with me?
Correct.
Okay.
How long is that thing?
Longer than yours.
Ouch. Dick jokes.
She's rough. I'm just saying, it can make a really badass peg leg.
We'll get you something that doesn't have magical words on it.
Fair enough.
The stick we determined was that
Baobab wood.
Wood is the mask made of the same?
No.
Did we determine what it was made of?
I don't think it was wood. Looked in it besides what the description
fabric.
You just said it was wood and fabric.
Feathers and...
Schroeder, make me a D100 roll.
You're the most nature-y. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Look, more dice we can't see in the dark.
10 out of 40.
You rolled a 10?
Yeah, I rolled a 10.
Tick natural world.
Ha! Called it.
Make me a sand roll.
It's made out of human bones.
No, they're skulls.
Odd 9.
We'll call it 1. It looks like wood. You don't know what that is. Like, you start to look at it and you pick it up and you inspect it and you're like, oh, wood grows this way. And like, oh, I mean, it's like this tree that goes this way. If that's wood, that's no wood of any tree that grows like trees grow on Earth.
Are we going to go to the moon?
I don't know.
Been there. Doesn't end well.
Cheese?
You survived.
He wasn't in that game.
That's right.
Hey guys, this isn't natural. This is not like any wood that I would know of.
Well, maybe it's bone. Did you try the gloves? They're quite comfortable.
They're hot. Itchy.
No, that's the headpiece.
I'm quite fine.
Yeah, you feel great.
How's that book?
Creepy.
Are you going to share with the class?
When I'm done.
Ugh. Maybe he's being difficult again.
Till I can get a handout. By the way, I read that other book.
Yes.
Just as weird.
Certainly.
I explained to you the queen thing.
There we go.
Yeah, it's very strange, the wood. It's very, very weird. I assume you all just kind of sit around and discuss. Is there anything in particular you'd like to do?
I would like to not think about the fact that it's not wood.
Fair enough. Anything else for this evening?
I'll look at the paws.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything out of the ordinary besides the fact that they look like a regular old lion set of paws?
No, actually, you put them on, they feel a little bit almost like boxing gloves. Like, they're heavy, they got a little bit of weight to them, and you feel like the way that the digits oppose, that you can kind of, not quite claw or crimp, but that these are designed to kind of be able to manipulate objects while holding them.
Is there any thing that looks like the scepter and mask belong together?
Not especially. Like, no iconography, no structure, no whatever. There's nothing other than location to tie any of these three items together through design or anything else.
Cool.
They don't not go together, but they don't go together.
Right.
They're from different areas. They've been brought together.
Could be. Who knows? Could be.
We got a alien fucking headpiece and something that's written in an Arabic-ish language with runes, and then we've got lion's paws that don't do anything.
Troy, make me another D100.
I was going to ask if Troy could identify a location of the mask based on
23.
Anthropology.
Good for you. That feeling goes away.
Okay.
It occurs to you to look at your watch.
Look at my watch.
It's been about an hour.
Okay.
How do the gloves feel?
Like scratchy.
Bad kitty.
Anything else you'd like to do this evening?
Make a decision on what we're doing tomorrow.
Can I look at the inside of the headdress?
Sure.
Like, figure out why it was, like, other than the fact that it's just, like, sweat and gross and, like, used, is there anything about the construction of the inside of the headpiece or the fabric or anything?
No.
Is it solid or hollow up past the...
It's solid. It's carved out of wood.
That's so fucking heavy.
Wood-like.
Wood.
It's actually not that heavy.
Really?
Which is weird.
Okay. I'm going to leave that alone.
Space wood.
Yeah. Space wood.
Space wood. Alien-bound book.
Aliens.
Yeah, you don't have that kind of hair.
All right. What other leads do we have here?
I'm reading it. It'll take me 3 weeks.
No, you've gotten 3 weeks of progress. That's what the three's for.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm trying to meet Troy halfway through. Like, Troy's right. Like, if you get a book that's supposed to be 45 weeks, like, you're not going to spend a whole year of the campaign reading the book.
True.
So I'm trying to shave some off by making good rolls.
Cool.
So you sat and read it for a few hours. You definitely got some of it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll just keep reading it until I can't stay awake.
Anything else that you want to do, or do we move into Thursday? What is the date, Jasmine?
The date currently on Wednesday is January 28th.
Okay.
So Thursday would be the 29th.
Moving to Thursday, any other leads you want to do?
I think we want to at least talk about, yeah, what we want our next steps to be.
Can I pull out a map?
I mean, you're a grown woman.
Are all of you going to, in character, look at the world map if I start plotting out all the places we need to go?
At this point, while she's opening it, I'm assuming it's thematically appropriate, but do ships leave harbor daily on the exact same course? Like, is the next ship to England tomorrow? Is
we consult
for the audience,
the keeper's screen that literally has this written down
moved
somewhere.
The screen for this campaign so that he can read it versus the general 7th edition.
Like, do we have a deadline? Is it do we have a week before the next one? That's kind of like trying to figure out what the plan is.
No, I would say that it will thematically appropriate be when you need to leave.
Ready to go when we're ready to go.
I can tell you how far places are from places if that's what you'd like to do.
So, it is currently the Belgian Congo. And French West Africa and French Equatorial Africa, largely. There is only one Congo, and it does not go to Kinshasa. Oh, nope, it does, but barely.
There are only certain ports that it gives me different things to go to, which is probably the port you're going to want to go to. So let me know where you're trying to get from and to, and I can tell you how many days it will take to get there. And yes, it does change depending on where the hell you're going. By an alarming amount in some cases. Shorter, give me an idea, bro.
I found the Marshall Islands.
10 out of 65.
You also still have not looked into Emerson imports.
Yeah, no.
If you wanted to.
I was just looking.
I remember Corey shook his head. Was that when we had brought it up previously, when I asked Carlisle about the import company. Is that
he didn't know it. Okay. He doesn't know it. It's not part of their import-export.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Gray said he might look into it, yes?
Nobody said anything to him.
So,
it's been a couple of days. Maybe we can try to get an update on Adams, what they're doing.
Yeah.
Also looking into the condition of Carlton Ramsey, if anyone cares to know.
Yeah,
we've decided in this campaign that all roles for major wounds are on Sundays. So
hopefully that's the case.
His major wound roll is not until Sunday.
I thought he got a roll if somebody applied more medicine.
Yes, I'm treating him as comatose until Sunday.
Okay.
This map looks so different. Persia's still a thing.
Anything else for Wednesday night? Anything else that you want to accomplish? Anything else you want to look into?
Could I get us a world map or almanac that we can just keep?
Sure.
You know, I wouldn't want to take an almanac book out of the library, but I'd like for us to have.
Yeah, purchasing that is something that you could arrange. That's okay. Not a big deal.
Do you gain a hit point back each day? Is that not a thing? I'm only down 2, but I couldn't remember if that was a thing.
Healing. Natural healing is 1 hit point per day.
But you have a major wound.
Yeah,
so
but
it is
still
deeply.
I'm at full HP points, but I'm still have a.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what'd you say?
Down at the bottom.
If you have a major wound, you need to heal a major wound.
If you do not have a major wound, you're correct. It's one per day. So for the rest of us, we're at full.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay. That's why we're doing the roll. Never mind.
Yep. That's the Sunday
Never mind.
Roll.
Eustace doesn't have anything else for this day.
Okay, so with the addition of now having hieroglyphic style stuff showing up in a couple of the books and on the scepter? Yes?
Yes.
Hieroglyphic things?
Mm-hmm.
I'm more inclined to go Pinhue Institute. We just follow the Carlisle expedition. Elias said that...
But going to England is what everyone does first.
I'm just saying, we can eventually get to Australia if we go the long way.
Try to think if that's true.
Does everybody go to England first?
Of the four or five. I mean, like, it is a very logical option. But I think I've heard groups who that don't, as I recall.
We should go the one place we don't have any information about.
I mean,
Hong Kong.
Cambodia.
Exactly.
There's no Cambodia right
India.
Now.
We've got this.
That's Shanghai. That's in China.
We got this.
That's not Cambodia.
I hear it's a holiday. Tough kid, but it's life. Don't forget to pack a wife. See, I know those lyrics. Probably because it was on Guitar Hero.
Probably.
All I can think of now is it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Which is almost this time period.
Fact.
What, 1933?
Have you tried that? Are these real matches?
Yeah, they're real matches.
Are you going to burn our passport?
He was literally going to burn everything that was in that bag had I not rolled right.
Yeah.
Probably with those matches.
I just wonder what your face would have been like if I just struck a match and just lit it up at the table and just went.
It would have been like, oh, that sucks because I f***ed up a roll.
But that would burn the.
It would have been like somebody opening up a cart.
Yeah. Fact.
Not the first time clues have been destroyed that I had to make.
You wouldn't destroy these. You want to reuse these later.
You can always rebuy stuff.
What, is there anything else? Do you want to move it to Thursday then? I know you're still generally deciding your next move. Is there any other investigation?
We're on Thursday. We're not on
Thursday. No, we haven't actually chosen to move. I needed to get a map. I'm stalling because I don't know why.
Don't know why either.
What other leads do you want to look into?
You want to go to the Emporium people on Thursday?
Imports?
Yes. The Emporium?
Sorry, Tarkington was bleeding over there.
I've lost a lot of blood. I'm on morphine.
I was pointing.
If you're still bleeding
that.
Like 5 days later, you really got a problem.
I'm on a lot of morphine.
That's not a blood thinner, is it?
No.
No. I've been reading books nonstop.
You might be prescribed cocaine at this point. You might be going down the Larkin path.
Nah.
Larkin was a heroin.
Never touch the stuff.
I don't know. It gets up there with laudanum, okay? Quinine, laudanum.
Very different Coke. Effects. Very, very, very,
yes,
very different
I'm
effects.
I'm aware.
And the wacky tobacco.
I would prescribe you laudanum.
You gonna put me to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so nice of you. I love sleep.
Yeah.
Emerson Imports, Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, that's my only thought of anything else to do still here in New York.
I say we call the librarian and tell her to come get her book.
Do we want to show up somewhere?
We have to, I'm assuming we're going to be the ones that have to make the connection to find the fall guy for the murder.
Which
we're
I would
not going to Fat Mabel's without Mr. Corey.
Okay.
But he follows us everywhere we go.
I know, I'm just saying, we'll have to take him with.
Okay.
I'd rather go in there with Poole.
He's a large man. He'll be fine.
I'd rather not another NPC almost die because of us.
I imagine almost dying is now officially done with. You either live or you die.
I'm not dead yet.
I'm feeling quite better.
See
you next Thursday.
I just don't know how to do that.
I don't either.
I think we talk to the Hellfighters. Again.
Okay.
And we say, hey, we got Poole on our side. We're building a case. We're going to get Hilton out. We need your help. What do you got? You guys all gave up when he got arrested. point us somewhere that isn't directly to the front door. Cody's looking thoughtful.
Well, first things first, don't let an NPC make the roll.
Right.
Second thing second, somebody who has social skills need to actually make the roll.
So I need to go charm the Harlem Hellfighters? Is that what you're telling me?
You got the military
experience. So. There's not much there.
You got the military experience, though.
You do.
And it didn't help last time.
No, it didn't.
Didn't hurt.
I think we go tell Millie what's going on.
Multiplied nothing times nothing. You still end up two. With nothing.
Oh.
It was a reference, okay? It's quite a good reference. I say we go talk to Millie and the Hellfighters. And where's, Plot will find us in Harlem.
Where is Millie?
Didn't we tell her to go to...
Where? We ran after the dude. Did you tell her to go anywhere?
As far as we know, she's in her own house.
And on top of it, our only connection to her is in a well that nobody rescued her from?
There was nothing to rescue, I'm pretty sure.
Also, we don't know.
You were there. I say we go do some stupid things.
Get pulled to ask.
What's that?
What was the bottom of the well?
Yeah. If I remember correctly, didn't dude like...
push the lid off.
And then freaked out and just started shooting down the well?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Fact.
Okay.
At whatever was down there and screaming in multiple voices.
Yeah. Warcraft 3 abomination.
Wasn't there a bowl? Did you mention a bowl?
There was a bowl that we did not receive.
Okay. So he got some of it, but not all of it.
It gives you +3 to scrying.
I'm pretty helpful right about now. Where is Rebecca Schoenberg?
Oh, that's the depths of hell.
That's underwater.
Surely by now it's in the news that she's missing.
Mm.
Sybil, not Shirley.
Anything nice. Else worthwhile for the recording?
Don't call me Shirley.
I'd like to look at a newspaper, please.
Sure. You can look at the daily
the
paper.
Last 3 days yeah. of the newspaper and Thursday morning when I read
anything of note. Anything out of the ordinary.
Oh, did any, we make the any papers reports? For making a stink at the gala? Did it hit the social section?
Yeah, there's probably some really hateful stuff said about you.
Oh, I'm sure there is. Are you last now in Who's Who?
Like it's probably like it's Jean probably List. Like some really nasty stuff.
Oh, I'm sure.
Love triangle for Carlisle, something like that. You know what I mean? Like some it's quite scandalous, whatever it is.
Fuck it. I wanna call up Pool. If I don't get any information in there, I'm gonna call Pool.
Okay.
About oh yeah, you can call Pool.
Yeah, I want to talk to him about what he brought over. Obviously, you got stuff from Harlem. You got any files,
let's
any other
just,
information?
Let's just say that the Miss Carlisle's pull got that stuff. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't...
Under the table.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably better to talk to him in person about that kind of thing.
No, I... It's, that is...
That
no.
conversation never happened.
No, he legitimately doesn't know.
How things showed up.
Well, no, he probably knows how they showed up. Money went one way, items went the other.
Yeah.
That's how it showed up. He has no actual information about what other than...
Ask your friend, Mr. Gray, about such things as due process.
Huh? Does he have any information about what was in the well?
Chain of evidence.
Do you have any information about what was in the well?
The Juju House.
Well,
that's what he said.
The report is
who's on first?
Inconsistent.
With what?
Is it consistent at all with what we experience? I'm assuming it's on speaker now.
Of course,
and
it is.
Or
yeah.
We're telephoning this back and forth.
They have a speaker phone back then.
No, yeah.
I think so. You could do one of those ear horn things into it.
There were party lines.
They had them by 1954?
What are the inconsistencies?
The official story is that there were a number of individuals in a gang-related attack.
Okay. Unofficially, what have you heard?
Unofficially, the people who looked into that well went batshit crazy, and whatever was in that shooting gallery of a well was pulp. A lot of it.
Did anything resemble Schoenberg?
It would be impossible to tell Apparently, it was impossible to identify one body from the next.
All right, then.
I also think one of the guys tried to burn it.
I'm sure that went well.
I guess we could always call and see if she's shown up.
I wasn't trying to be funny. It just came out that way.
Yes, you were.
Legitimately, just that's what happened.
I'm satisfied.
Okay.
That was Wednesday.
Anything else? Or are we going to fade out as you folks trying to decide what to do next time?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay. The camera pans back as you...
We'll see if Emerson and exports leads us in a direction other than...
Penhu?
Or Australia.
Yeah.
Split the party. You guys go there. I'm going to go hang out in Australia for a little bit.
Let's, we'll go ahead and go to Thursday rather than panning out. Who all is going to Emerson Imports?
I will.
I'll go.
I'll read.
Okay.
Can I say to think the three of us will go?
Lucas, make your library use roll.
Grady's like, I want you to make a fucking decision on where you guys are going.
You can do one more. I think you had a three, right?
I thought he's giving you three weeks.
Right, I'm giving him another week for the failed roll.
Yeah, you don't need to roll again.
Why are you rolling again? Because you just told me to roll again.
No,
he's giving you another one.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant one more roll.
No.
Okay.
So you are at four now, right?
Yes.
Thank you. The three of you pull up with Mr. Corey at Emerson Imports. It's a long, narrow building on the edge of the Hudson River, just beyond Hell's Kitchen. Loading docks at both ends. The building itself is piled high with freight, and there are a small set of offices upstairs at the front. I assume you go and knock on the door?
Yes.
I don't.
You see an older man in his 50s. Shakes your hand. Arthur Emerson. What can I do to help you?
Sybil has gone around one of the corners before the door opens and... gone to one of the side doors.
Oh yeah, no, bay doors are open. Like this is an active dock. You see a lot of guys moving freight back and forth.
I'm just walking around and looking like I have questions.
Sure.
I'm gonna hand him the card, you know, with the writing on the back and ask him if he knows whose handwriting this is.
Oh, that's mine. Silas, yes, the Juju House. I handed this to a man.
Jackson Elias.
Yes, that was the man's name. Yes, he was interested in African imports. Yes, I am one of the few who deals in imports from the African continent here in the city. One of a number. Is there something I can do for you?
Have you had any particular items come through recently?
For the Juju House?
Yeah.
No, not it's been a while. You see him kind of look at the man. Is there any reason why you're inquiring? I believe I heard something about the Juju House closing down?
Yes, there was an incident there where they had to close. We're here.
Never liked the place.
We received this card due to the fact that our good friend Jackson Elias is no longer living.
Oh, I'm my condolences. I only met the man for a few minutes, but he seemed like quite a lovely fellow. Are you interested then in additional Mombasa imports then? That's what the Juju House specialized in.
Yes, we're just trying to track down, see if anything's come in.
No,
I've specific items.
I've not had an order from Mr. Kwane or I've not heard from Mr. Singh either.
Have any items come in though at all? Like not even not specifically for the Juju House, but
oh yes, no. And he sort of indicates the dock like it's a major exporter.
No, I mean African.
No. Most of the stuff comes through Mombasa. Like I said, there's an exporter there by the name of Aja Singh. He's the account here in the Juju House. There are some other African items, but I assume since you're showing me Mr. Kwane's name that you're interested specifically in Mombasa and art and artifacts.
So Singh is actually in Mombasa sending
yes.
it here.
Yes.
Okay.
Singh is the exporter for Mombasa and artifacts. He sends directly to the Juju House specifically.
Any particular reason you weren't a fan of the Juju House?
Mr. Nguane, the man sort of made my skin crawl. He was a bit of a strange fellow. No offense to immigrants or anything else, but he was just a very odd fellow. I noticed Mr. Elias said the same thing. It was odd.
Where did we get that name originally?
You said Mr. Elias said the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. And said that so he got Inquane's name from you. Did he come back after meeting with the man?
No, I think he was just establishing where the imports came from.
Oh, okay.
Essentially, what you can get in the chain of evidence is I think that Elias already knew about the Juju House. He came here trying to figure out
information on where it's coming from.
Right.
Okay.
Asylus and Kwane was just kind of an incidental. Again, it's whether you follow it one way or the other.
Do you recall if a strange headdress has come in? Do you have? Do you happen to have a log, maybe, of stuff that you've received, particularly from Mr. Singh?
You could look through the logs, but they're fairly nondescript. I'm sure I've had headdresses come through. I don't recall one, but then again, I don't open the boxes. I just log the paperwork. Only if there's some reason for me to open. They've already gone through customs by the time they get here. So usually I'm just putting them on trucks and shipping them to Harlem.
Did you have any shipments that were never picked up from Silas?
He looks at the log. No, last shipment was in early January. They picked it up some time ago. Again, if you're interested in the art, obviously I've never done anything more than letters and telegrams with Mr. Singh, but he did seem to be a steady contact for Mr. Nguane, although I don't know what kind of company Mr. Nguane keeps.
You wouldn't happen to have an address or a way to get in contact with him by telegram. We might want to stop by. We're thinking of taking a trip over to Mombasa.
Goodness.
Well, see the world, you know.
Because we sure as hell don't want him to know we're coming.
We do want to know where he lives, though.
I know.
This doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would rat us out.
No.
Put a lot of trust in people.
It's Sybil.
She's an optimist.
Because if I'm not, I would just be you.
Yeah, well.
Just wait till I
don't ever have any expectations. Nobody will ever let you down.
He's able to give you the address off the manifest if you're that interested.
Yep.
It is located in Kilindini Harbor, Mombasa.
Got to go around.
It doesn't give me a name of his export business, so I don't know if it's Ajit Singh Exports or Singh Exports, something to that effect.
As long as you don't, if you're not looking for a specific name, when we ask for it, we just say, remember that one address, we're going there, I'm fine with it.
Yep. I'll let you know if there's anything different.
Cool.
Anything else? And Jasmine, when you were walking around, you don't notice anything strange. Like, these guys aren't carrying pangas or anything. They're just dock workers.
That's fine. I was just making a nuisance of myself.
I want to check their lockers.
In Fallout, you can do that. You can even pick them open. Sometimes you find fresh food in there. It's really weird.
Anything else?
Have you had anything from Polynesia and Australia come through late?
Oh, sure. I mean, like, he just pulls out logs. Okay. Like, without giving him something to go off of, it's going to be very,
cudgels,
very hard.
Bats, poison vials.
He just stares at you.
Are they going to a specific person?
Are they all over the place?
He hands you the logs. Roll accounting.
I got base 5. What do you got?
I got 5. You got anything better?
Oh, I thought I rolled not 5. It was a 35.
Nope, that's a 54.
You don't make nothing. Nothing stands out to you, obviously. Like, you could really dig into it and maybe find something, but
anything coming out of the...
I was just really seeing if they were all heading to one person, that would be one thing. But if they're not,
my question would be: do we notice anything coming out of the port in the north? Just the name of that city as an export location. in the log.
From where?
Oh,
sorry,
the port. The port.
The one that's the opposite side of Cindy.
Port Hedland. Anything coming out of McKinsey's area?
No.
To New York.
It's all major cities. Perth, Sydney, Canberra. Or sorry, anything. Canberra is not on the coast, I don't think.
No. Yes, it is.
No.
I don't think it is. I think it's inland.
It is.
So Perth, Sydney, yeah. Melbourne, maybe on the
yeah.
Melbourne's
Melbourne,
on the coast.
But yeah,
Darwin? Got anything for Darwin?
Adelaide.
Yeah, anything that you would expect to see, you see.
I can only imagine you're just looking at lists and lists and lists.
Of?
All of these things that you can and can't give us.
No, no, no. The major clue, I think, was Aja Singh.
Great. Yeah. That's good.
To make sure that you knew about that. I think there was another place where you could have gotten it, but...
Do you know the name of Mr. Mdari?
Mungunga Mdari.
No, not familiar.
Does anything ever get delivered to Harlem, with the exception of the Juju House?
Yeah, and he flips through the logs. Various art pieces, probably...
I mean, yeah, we're in the Harlem Renaissance.
Right, yeah, like, there's a lot of things. Paints from France and you know, foods from, you know, southern United States, because it's easier than taking the train, blah, 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 blah.
I'm looking for Fat Mabel's and Mdari. Because other than the Juju House, we don't know of anything that's been laundered through. Okay. Unless you got something else you think you got. Good.
Sorry, and I did tell you something wrong earlier. McWhirr did die.
Yeah, you told us that.
No, he told us he thought natural causes.
I thought it was natural causes. I'm getting it confused with one of the other 75 NPCs. I actually should try and use a screen and see if McWhirr's on here.
He died on the trip?
I don't.
On an expedition?
I don't remember. That's what I'm trying to.
He could have been just like Captain Cook and just, you know, got scurvy and died.
Give me some time to look at that a little bit more.
Sure.
He
is dead. That is the major.
Yes, but that's one of the reasons why he has someone controlling his estate. He is no longer.
Well, when you said executor, that kind of tipped me off.
Right. I'm just trying to. I think I got the timeline wrong with something else. Because I think he died relatively recently.
Okay.
As opposed to, I thought it was...
A while ago.
I thought it was a while ago, but I'm getting it confused with something else.
Do we have any reason to go to the West Coast other than the fact that San Francisco is clearly the better way to get to Sydney?
Does New York have a Chinatown?
Oh, there we go.
Yes.
Okay. Ooh.
McWhirr died in 1921, I believe. I'm not 100% sure on that. I'm skimming quickly.
That's fine. Enough. Dead a couple years.
Of influenza.
What about the British boat in, I think it'd be...
Dar?
Yeah.
That would be a... Take it to someone that knows...
Import-export guy? There's a reason
British
boat's
port of entry.
I was more... It was just listed in one of Jack Elias's letters.
Hmm.
So there might be something there.
Chinatown was listed?
Yeah.
Really?
I
don't remember. All of that's new. On top.
So if you're done with Emerson Imports, I just wanted to clarify that bit. We can pan out with Cecil continuing to read the book.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.